Hello there and welcome to the Coffee with Columns. Thank you for joining me. I met a real life hero recently. I met Jim Varney. Jim Varney is the Belgian-born cave diver who lives here in County Clare, who was part of that wonderful rescue mission in Thailand recently, where they rescued 12 boys and their coach from these underwater caves in Thailand. A huge superhuman effort by thousands of people, Jim Varney being but one. But Jim Varney happens to be the guy who helped the coach out from the cave system. Everybody, all the kids and the coach had to be sedated fully and then carted out on stretchers through 4.5 kilometers of underground caves, most of the time underwater. It was a huge superhuman effort by lots of people. One Navy SEAL diver in fact perished in the attempt, so that's how dangerous it was. And Jim Varney was interviewed at the Pendulum Summit. What struck me about the guy was his absolute calm. He doesn't see himself as a hero. He's just a regular guy, an electrician by profession. You know, working Monday to Friday, and then at weekends he goes cave diving. And then when the call went up looking for professional cave divers from around the world to come help, Jim was one of the first on the plane and arrived there and just simply offered to help, put himself at risk to save some kids. When he was asked about the dangers, he said, yes, there are serious dangers around cave diving. Basically, you're on your own. You've got to ask questions of yourself. You've got to be confident that you have the answers once you go into that very difficult environment. And then once you go there, you're on your own, absolutely on your own. And he said he's learned to train his brain to compartmentalize his thoughts. He knows what he's about. He knows once he gets into that environment, he knows what to do intuitively because he's trained himself. He's trained his brain to focus absolutely on the task at hand. Here, now, nothing else matters. If we were to adopt some of Jim's philosophies on life, well, then I think we could perhaps do better in our own lives, in our own careers. One of the things I found particularly interesting was that Jim said that there was actually nobody in charge in Thailand. There was actually nobody in charge. No one person was responsible for everything. It was simply a collection of professionals who came together to offer their very best to the whole team to make sure that those kids got out safely. And it reminded me of Simon Sinek. And Simon Sinek, as you know, has taught us all that it begins with why. It begins with why. So why were they all there? One absolute overriding mission, get 12 boys and their coach out safe and alive. That was it. And then everybody played to their own individual strengths. Egos were put to one side. The question was, what was right for those kids? How are we going to execute this why? And they did it one step at a time, one slow kilometer at a time, and they got all 12 boys and the coach out safely. So I was thinking about Jim, and I was thinking he's a hero for sure. There were a handful of lessons I felt that we should perhaps reflect on using Jim's story. Number one, it starts with why. Whatever it is that you're about, whatever it is that I'm about, it starts with why. Why are we doing it? What's the overarching purpose? Because once we're clear on that, well, then the how will become much easier, I promise. Second thing is we're all professional at something. You're much better at something than I am, and I'm much better at something than you are, and that's just the way of the world. And if we play to our strengths rather than trying to compete with each other, well, then we can pull off, metaphorically speaking, what those wonderful people pulled off in Thailand. We can make the world a better place by simply playing to our strengths. The third thing is we need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. We got to stretch ourselves beyond our comfort zones. Jim Varney did that for many years before the call came, which took him from what once was uncomfortable for him, which was cave diving, actually into his comfort zone, which is cave diving now, if that makes sense. So for you and I to get better, we need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. We need to keep stretching our comfort zones to see where it might lead, because the universe has called on us to do something. And for us to find out what that is, we're back to Viktor Frankl. We detect rather than invent our missions in life. And how are we going to detect our missions in life? The answer to that, in my opinion, is to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Keep stretching our comfort zones and see where it leads. And the fourth lesson I think we can take from Jim Varney's heroic exploits is that we need to persevere. We need to persevere until the very end. There was no time clock on that cave rescue. There was nobody saying, well, it's 5 o'clock, lads, let's go home. It's time to go home. Couldn't happen. That job was only over when the last person was taken out safely. Simple as. So, you know, whatever it is that you and I are going through, we need to persevere until when? Until the end, until the job is done. So a quick recap. It starts with why. Figure out what your calling is, get comfortable being uncomfortable, and persevere until the end. And thank you for joining me for Coffee Inspired by Jim Varney. Consider the lessons offered, make next week count, and I'll see you here this time next week for another Coffee with Columns. Launch it. I really love great coffee. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.